Good afternoon. Welcome to Aramis Communications Internet Radio. This is Emily Osman,
Zita Aquino,
and Romy Aquino
from the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium of St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America. Today is August 10th, 2018, the feast day of St. Lawrence. Before we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we would like to share with you the life of St. Lawrence, Deacon and Martyr, from the Catholic Online by Deacon Keith Furnier. And after that, after the Divine Mercy Prayer, we invite you to pray with us the novena for the legal protection of human life. Okay, St. Lawrence, Deacon and Martyr, feast day, August 10th. Patron of Rome, students, miners, tanners, chefs, poor, firefighters. Born on December 31st, 225 AD. Died on August 10th, 258 AD. The year was 258 AD. It was a difficult beginning for what would become the first Christian millennium. Hostility against the early followers of Jesus Christ was growing. The barbarism and severity of pagan Rome had begun to reach a fever pitch. It would soon lead to a bloodlust. The newborn Christian church, faithful to the one who had given himself for the life of the world, continued the work of his redemption. Roman authorities charged Christians of that era with odium humani generis, hatred of the human race. The Romans claimed to be citizens of a great empire, yet they practiced primitive forms of abortion as well as exposure, the killing of unwanted newborns. First and second century Rome was a challenging mission field for these early Christians. Rome proclaimed itself the shining example to the world of its age while it violated the natural moral law and embraced debauchery. Sound familiar? The day that Deacon Lawrence experienced his birth from death to life was an ominous and frightful day in ancient Rome. 4 days earlier, the great bishop of Rome, Sixtus, was arrested by soldiers of the Emperor Valerian, along with his beloved deacons, and beheaded. Valerian had issued an edict to the Roman Senate that all the Christian clergy bishops, priests, and deacons were to be arrested and executed. There were so many holy people among the martyrs of early Rome. That makes it even more remarkable that the life and death of this one humble deacon, Lawrence, is attributed with all of Rome becoming Christian. Sentenced to death in the Emperor Valerian's sweeping condemnation of all Christian clergy, Lawrence offended the emperor and endeared himself to all Christians since then by assembling before Valerian the real gold and silver of the church, the poor. According to the Christian tradition, Deacon Lawrence, knowing that the fervor of Valerian's hatred was extending to all Christians who owned property, began to give it all away. He distributed the money and treasures of the church to the city's poor, believing the clear admonition of the Savior that they were blessed and specially loved by him. Valerian heard the news and wanted the treasure to satisfy his unbridled lust for worldly power. So he offered Deacon Lawrence a way out of sure death. If he would show him where the church's great gold and silver were located, he would issue an order of clemency, sparing his life, so that he could continue his work. Valerian was delighted when the deacon asked for 3 days to gather all the gold and silver of the church together in one central place. His pride and greed blinded him from seeing the truth. For 3 days, Deacon Lawrence went throughout the city and invited all the beloved poor, handicapped, and misfortunate to come together. They were being supported by a thriving early Christian community who understood the gospel imperative to recognize Jesus in the poor. When Valerian arrived, Deacon Lawrence presented him with the true gold and silver of the church, the poor. The emperor was filled with rage. Beheading was not enough for this Christian deacon. He ordered Deacon Lawrence to be burned alive in public on a griddle. Witnesses recorded the public martyrdom. The deacon cheerfully offered himself to the Lord Jesus Christ and even joked with his executioners. The tradition records massive conversions to the Christian faith as a result of the holy life and death of one deacon who understood the true heart of his vocation. He was poured out, like his master, Jesus Christ the servant, in redemptive love on behalf of others. It is still said to this day that all of Rome became Christian as a result of the faithful life and the death of this one humble deacon. He was buried in a cemetery on the Via Tiburtina. On that spot, Constantine would later build a basilica. A special devotion to Lawrence, deacon and martyr, spread throughout the entire Christian community. Early Christians had no doubt that those who had gone to be with the Lord continued to pray for those who still struggled in this earthly life. They saw in Lawrence a great example of how to live and how to die, faithful to the gospel. Years later, St. Augustine reflected on the heroism of this great deacon in a sermon preached on his feast day, emphasizing that his life and death were an example for all Christians to emulate. I tell you again and again, my brethren, that in the Lord's garden are to be found not only the roses of his martyrs, in it there are also the lilies of the virgins, the ivy of wedded couples, and the violets of widows. On no account may any class of people despair, thinking that God has not called them. The life and death of Deacon Lawrence speaks the timeless message of the gospel to all who will listen. Whether we are ever called to shed our blood in what has traditionally been called red martyrdom, or simply called to offer our sacrifices daily in a continuous life of poured out love, traditionally called white martyrdom. We continue the redemptive work of the Lord through our daily Christian lives and participation in the life of the church. The deacon and martyr Lawrence offered himself fully to Jesus Christ and shows us the way to do the same. Saint Lawrence, deacon and martyr, pray for us.
Pray for us.
We will now pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, beginning with the introduction.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy. brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hockessin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to save the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins
and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Novena for the Legal Protection of Human Life for today, August 10, 2018. If Roe is overturned, the democratic process, not the courts, will determine abortion policy. Before Roe, all states permitted abortion if necessary to save the mother's life, and some permitted abortion in additional circumstances. But Roe deemed any prohibition on abortion as unconstitutional. If Roe is overturned, policy decisions about abortion will be made by the citizens of each state through the democratic process rather than by courts. Some states will place limits on abortion, in others there will likely be few limits. Not until Roe versus Wade is reversed will the people again be able to govern themselves on the important public policy issue of abortion. In addition to the following prayer, we invite everyone to fast on Fridays. We pray, may a change in the U.S. Supreme Court move our nation closer to the day when every human being is protected in law and welcomed in life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now till the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you for listening. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible. Father Charles Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church, Tony McGinley of Aremus Communications, A.J. Laporto, who provided the music, Ann Courtney, Jim White, and the members of the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m.